Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
While Washington appears to have averted a rail strike, some 500 other workers haven't returned to work in over a year. Coal miners in Alabama have been on strike for 20 months. Stephen Bisaha of the Gulf States Newsroom reports on how the miners and the company have been able to last this long.
Look, coal mining is a rough gig, but the pay's good, and coal miner Brian Kelly says you build a family underground.
I used to go to work. This is no kidding. Saying, I love my job. Get up every morning, I love my job. I can't believe I got this job.
But that changed in 2016. These mines in Brookwood, Alabama had just gone through bankruptcy. So the company, Warrior Met Coal, cut the miners' pay and benefits. Those days were tough.
Nobody's smiling on the porch. It's doom and gloom.
Since then, these mines have been making good money. But the miners' pay and benefits haven't returned to what they were. So the miners have been striking for the last 20 months. But a strong motivation doesn't make up for more than a year and a half without a salary, which makes it surprising Kelly and lots of other miners say they're doing okay.
And I know some people probably ain't, but as a whole, I think we're holding out really well.
That's thanks to plenty of support and coordination from the United Mine Workers Union. There's a lot going on behind the scenes to keep these miners going, like the union's food pantry. Other unions and supporters have sent checks and supplies to keep the pantry stocked with things like backpacks, canned goods, and Christmas presents.
The food pantry is actually supporting some of our Christmas for our kids. At least I know my kid won't go without Christmas.
Antoine McGee is one of the striking miners rallying outside a local union hall.
We are! U.M. U.M.
The miners also come here for another type of support. Cash. Over the years, the miners' union dues have funded a war chest meant to get the workers through a strike. Every 2 weeks, the miners head inside the union hall to pick up their $800 strike checks and share gossip.
You talk to Reggie, he's doing all right?
Yeah, he's working at Piggly Wiggly.
So the other thing to know is that a lot of these miners have side jobs, like at the supermarket Piggly Wiggly. The money's usually nothing close to what they made before the strike, but enough to cover at least some bills for miners like McGee.
I have family and friends that has created jobs, such as plumbing jobs and home remodeling, that they could have got anybody to do, but they chose me to do it just to make that money.
Now, it's not just the miners who've held out for 600-plus days on strike. It's the company, Warrior Met Coal. Both of its main underground mines are affected by this strike. But one thing keeping Warrior Met going is the high price of steel. The coal from these mines is a key part of making that steel. In fact, steel is in such high demand that Warrior Met made nearly $100 million last quarter. Warrior Met's also been able to find replacement workers, and that includes some formerly striking miners, because 20 months on strike is still a big financial burden. And for the miners that have lasted this long, like McGee, financial support is only part of it. You also need support from your families, the ones made above and below ground.
You can go out and make the money, but without that moral and mental support, you know, you can't make it. You got to have your family backing you up and friends to back you up on a strike this long.
So with dug-in, well-supported coal miners on one side and a coal company making millions in profit without them on the other, this 20-month-long strike looks likely to last well into the new year. For NPR News, I'm Stephen Bisaha in Brookwood, Alabama.